我们弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
感谢神的恩典，我们在安息日可以聚集在这里来听神的话语。
Thank God for His grace that on Sabbath day we can gather here and listen to His words.
今天早上要用在安静中听智慧人的言语做题目跟大家来分享。
This morning I'd like to use the topic "Words of the Wise Should Be Heard in Quietness" as our mutual encouragement.
这是要根据我们读经进度传道书里的信息。
This is according to our Bible reading schedule message in the book of Ecclesiastes.
我们请大家翻开传道书第九章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
传道书九章十七节。
Verse 17.
九章十七节说，宁可在安静之中听智慧人的言语，不听掌管愚昧人的喊声。
Verse 17, words of the wise spoken quietly should be heard rather than the shout of the ruler of fools.
那这句话在英文跟中文的翻译有点不太一样。
So in this passage, the English and Chinese translation is slightly different.
我们中文是说，我们一个人如果能够在安静，是希望在安静当中听智慧人的话。
And the Chinese translation says that, In quietness, we need to listen to the words of the wise.
那英文的翻译呢？它是说，这个智慧人的话，如果在安安静静当中的时候说出来的话，啊，是就是这个强调的是讲的人在安静当中所说出的。
But in the English translation, word of the wise spoke quietly, meaning when they spoke softly, that they should be heard.
啊，所以。这个就是是着重在听的人还是在讲的人。
So the emphasis is either on the audience or the speaker.
那是因为他根据不一样的抄本所得出来的翻译。
And this is because the translation is based on the different original text.
但是不管是着重在听的人还是讲的人身上，基本上他的重点。他的教训是一样的。
Regardless whether or not the emphasis is placed on the listener or the speaker, the message is the same.
因为我们要先听，所以我们今天就从中文的翻译上来看，我们在安静当中来听智慧人说的话。
Because we need to listen, so let's look at the Chinese translation. Today we'll learn from listening to the wise in quietness.
那他第十七节这里，他是讲他比较两种不一样的话语。
In verse 17, there's a comparison between two different kind of words.
这个智慧人的话，在第九章从第十三节开始，就是这样一个贫穷的智慧人，他用智慧救了那个城，可是却没有人纪念这个穷人。
Starting from verse 13 describes a poor man with his wisdom, he saved the city, but yet nobody remembered him.
哦，那其实他这个智慧是很广大的，所以他的智慧也非常有价值、有能力的。
Even though his wisdom is broad, it's valuable, and it comes with abilities.
可是这个人的智慧后来却被藐视没有人要听从。
But yet his wisdom was despised. Nobody wants to listen to him.
那其实这是对听人来说是一个很大的损失。
So to the listener, this is actually a great loss.
这个智慧人，他的智慧并不会因为别人不喜欢听他讲的话而有减少或有损害。
This wise man, his wisdom is not any lessened because people don't listen to his words.
但是不听的人，他就没有得到造就，他就把一个好东西让他跑掉了。
But people who despise his wisdom were not edified. In turn, they lost a valuable thing.
所以从听的人角度来看，他不听智慧人的话语是一个极大的损失。
So from the standpoint of the listener, if they refuse to listen to the words of the wise man, that's a great loss to him.
但是反过来，他说。那个，如果是听那个愚昧掌管愚昧的喊声，就是意思就是那个王，如果一个王他很有权力，可是他却是没有智慧，他大喊大叫给你下命令，他说这个也没有什么意思，听这个话没有什么造就。
And if you listen to a ruler who a fools, he does not have any wisdom, then his words are not edifying.
好，所以他这一种比较，他希望说他能够。在安静当中，能要听到智慧的话语，让他自己本身能够 得到好处，也能够更有智慧。
So this is a comparison. He rather listen to the word of the wise in quietness, so that he himself can be edified.
那所以啊，从这里我们来思想传道书里面有关于智慧这个主题。
So from this point, let's think about the topic of wisdom in the book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书的作者他一开始就说，他这个人他是领受了大智慧的人。
And the author of Book of Ecclesiastes, in the beginning, he said that he has received great wisdom.
他的心中也经历了很多智慧跟知识的事。
And in his mind, he also have experienced many matters regarding wisdom and knowledge.
我们看第一章的第十三节。
Chapter 1, verse
13. 第一章十三节。
Chapter 1, verse
13. 我们直接跳过去看第十六节就好。
Let's look at verse 16.
我心里议论说，我得了大智慧，胜过我以前在耶路撒冷众人，而且我心中多经历智慧和知识的事。
Verse 16, I communed with my heart, saying, Look, I have attained greatness, and have gained more wisdom than all who were before me in Jerusalem. My heart has understood great wisdom and knowledge.
他得了这个大智慧，他曾经想用智慧来寻求天下人间所做这一些事，就第十三节所讲的。
He attained wisdom, so he once uses wisdom to experience all things, all matters of this world.
那经过他的查考之后，他发现啊，他说神叫世人所经历的是极重的劳苦。
But what he after his understanding, he realized that that all men under heaven experienced great toils.
十四节说，他就发现日光之下所做一切事都是虚空的，都是捕风的。
That I've seen all the works that are done under the sun, and indeed it's all vanity, grasping for the wind.
也就是说，他现在用他从神得到智慧里面去看这个事情本身。
In other words, he used the wisdom that he obtained from God to look at the matters.
那所以发现日光之下所做的一切事，他说其实。是虚空的，是捕风。
So he realized that all the works under the sun were indeed vanity and grasping for the wind.
但是反过来，他又很想要知道说智慧本身到底是怎么一回事。
But on the other hand, he wants to know what wisdom is all about.
因为这是出于智慧的查考之后，他才发现说这个事情本身是没有什么益处的。但是为什么会得到这个结论？是从智慧来的吗？
After his understanding, he realized that all the things are vanity, but he gained that knowledge from his wisdom.
所以第十七节是说，他又专心想要查明智慧、狂妄和愚昧。
Verse 17, I set my heart to know wisdom and know madness and folly.
表示智慧本身，事实上是会让一个人对事情的看法不一样的。
So having wisdom itself will change your perspective regarding a matter.
那当然，他从他的这个专心查明的这个结果来看，他发现，哎，智慧如果多了，就多有愁烦。聪明多了，就多有忧伤。
After he set his heart to know wisdom, he realized the more wisdom he has, the more grief he has, the more sorrow increases.
也就是说，从这个日光之下，这个万事的角度来看，一个有智慧的人，真的他会先看到很多没有发生的事，他心里面就会有忧虑。如果没有神可以依靠的话。
Therefore, under the sun, if a person has a wisdom, he can foresee the things that will take place and foresee all the griefs that will come with it if he doesn't have God in his life.
因为傻傻的人他不管那么多，反正一天过一天，日子就这样子，也是会过。
For a foolish person, he doesn't know any better. Day after day, he lives the same life.
你说一个人他没有什么知识，没有什么智慧，他日子也是二十四个小时啊。
Even for a person that doesn't have any wisdom, that doesn't have knowledge, he still lives 24 hours a day.
但是一个有知识、有智慧的人，他会想比较多，他会要求比较多，所以有时候心里面反而会比较愁苦。
For a person with knowledge and wisdom, he asks more out of his life, so sometimes that will bring more griefs.
不过这个作者本身他也发现其实智慧很重要，很有功效的。
But the author of this book also realized that wisdom is very important. It has some great abilities.
因为他现在要查究天下人间一切事，都是用智慧来引导，他才有办法看清这个事实。
Because now he is studying all the things under the sun, so he needs wisdom to help him.
所以我们第二章我们看到说，哎，这个作者啊，他现在用智慧来做一个人生的实验嘛。
So verse chapter 2, you see that this author used the wisdom to conduct an experiment of life.
第三节他就说，我的心用智慧引导我，然后又能够等到我看明这个世人在天下一生当中到底应该是做什么事才叫做美的。
And that his wisdom guide his heart to know that under the sun, what is something that he should do.
也就是说, 第三节这里是说, 他现在如果能够抓住有智慧来引导他, 那他现在把自己当作一个愚昧人, 像一般世人所追求的, 然后看看说, 这个一般人追求到底什么才最好说好的。
So he used wisdom, he let wisdom to guard his heart, and he now lay hold on the folly. He wants to see in this lifetime what is considered good in men's life.
所以他做这个这样的一个人生的追求以后，他后来经历了好多，他做好多事情，就第二章第一节到第九节里面所说的。
So with this in mind, he has done many things that's describing chapter 2, verse 1 to 9.
然后到了他做了这一切事以后，他发到第九节是说。 我就日渐昌盛，然后呢，我的智慧还能存留的。
In verse 9, he says, I became great and excelled more than all those who were before me. His wisdom remained with me.
但是结果却让他恍然大悟了。
But the result of this is awakening for him.
就是第十节他说。
Verse 10.
第十一节了。
Verse 11.
他说，我查看我所经营的一切事跟我劳碌所成的功，谁知道？ 都是虚空，都是捕风，在日光之下毫无益处的。
Verse 11, Then I looked at all the works that my hands have done, and on the labors in which I have toiled, and indeed all was vanity and grasping for the wind, there was no profit under the sun.
他得到这样一个结论，是因为有智慧的引导他，他经过这样一个追求之后，他得到的一个人生的体验呢。
So he had arrived at this conclusion because he let the wisdom guide his heart and he has done all these things in his life. So this is his result.
所以如果没有智慧，他就不知道这一层。Without
wisdom, he would never know about this.
然后呢，他就发现说，其实智慧是比愚昧还好的。So
from this, he realized that wisdom is better than foolish.
哦，你看第十三节。13.
我便看出智慧胜过愚昧，如同光明胜过黑暗。 Then I saw that wisdom excels fully as light excels darkness.
好，所以十四节说智慧人的眼目是光明的，愚昧人是在黑暗里行的。Verse
14, the wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walks in darkness.
所以智慧基本上是很有价值的。So
wisdom itself is very valuable.
是可以帮助我们看明事情的理。It's
something that can help us to discern the matters.
让我们 做事像在光明当中，所以我们有一个指导，我们知道什么方向，也知道什么是好的，什么是不好的。We
conduct things in light so that we know what's good and what's bad.
所以如果把这两个智慧跟愚昧做比较，当然宁可选择智慧。If
we if we have to choose between wisdom and folly, then we rather be wise.
那这个作者他又发现说，其实这个智慧也不是你。 像一个东西去买，然后去追求，你就会有的。
The author also said that realized that wisdom is not something you can purchase with a price.
我们看第二章的第26节。
Chapter 2, verse 26.
要怎么样得到智慧？
How can we attain the wisdom?
神喜悦谁，就给谁智慧、知识和喜乐。
Verse 26, For God gives wisdom and knowledge and joy to a man who is good in his sight.
所以其实智慧是神给人的礼物。So
therefore, wisdom is a present, a gift from God.
这样一个智慧给谁呢? 给那个神所喜悦的人。So
who is this wisdom given to? It's given to a person that is good in his sight.
所以今天我们如果在神面前追求成为蒙神喜悦的人，我们必然得到神给的这礼物。
Therefore, today, if we set our heart to be the person that is good in God's sight, then we will obtain that gift.
那得到智慧就脱离愚昧。
If we have the wisdom, then we will depart from foolishness.
因为就好像光明一来就把黑暗赶走。
Just like when the light comes, then it chases away the darkness.
所以在有光的地方就没有黑暗。
Therefore, in light, there's no darkness.
反过来，在黑暗当中就是没有光的。
Vice versa, in darkness, there's no light.
所以现在 智慧是神给人的。
And now wisdom is God's gift to men.
从第二章以后，我们从第三章以后，我们就发现，这个作者他后来以这个智慧为基础之后，他去论了好多人生事实上是虚空的。 一般人的追求是虚空的这个角度去得到一个这样一个结论。And
with this in mind, this chapter 3 author began to talk about all the things that people in the world pursue that's actually in vanity.
他从不同的角度去论人生。
from different angles, different perspectives, he now discussed about life.
他的结果是说, 如果一个人没有敬畏神,
so his conclusion is that the person does not fear God.
这个人如果没有神的赐福的时候,
if a person is not blessed by God,
那么他的结果,他所追求一切都会变成虚空,
then everything that he pursues after will become a vanity grasping for the wind.
哦,所以, 从第三章、四章、五章、六章，我们就看到他一直在强调这个虚空这个重点。
So chapter 4, 3, 4, and 5, he talks about the importance of the vanity.
就是说，你如果有财富，你最后也是会虚空。
In other words, even if you have wealth, at the end, it's still vanity.
你如果有很好的名声，最后其实也是虚空。
If you have a good reputation, it's still ending vanity.
或者是你有好多子多孙，又长寿活很久，然后最后也是虚空。
Or if you have a lot of children, if you live a long life, it's still vanity.
所以他现在在谈到主题的时候，他说从一个人如果不知道敬畏神，如果 不是蒙神喜悦的，那么他这个追求最后都是没有益处的。
If a person does not know to pursue after God and honor God, at the end, all his pursuit ends in vanity.
所以我们如果注意看圣经在描述的时候，你会看到从第一章一直到第六章，它有很多主要的字眼都是跟虚空有关系的，捕风有关系的。
If you study chapter 1 to chapter 6, you'll realize that there's a lot of words pertaining to vanity and grasping for the wind.
但是从第七章以后，
But starting from chapter 7,
就发现那个一直重复出现的重点就把它转到智慧上去了。
You realize
这个字眼了
that the emphasis of the chapter now turns to wisdom.
所以智慧从第七章到第十章就是这个里的重点。
So wisdom is a central point starting from chapter 7 to chapter 10.
他现在从虚空里面要能够强调智慧，表示说有智慧人是可以超越虚空的。
So from vanity, he turns the focus to wisdom. That means that wisdom surpasses foolishness.
如果我们今天能够做得到神的喜悦，得到智慧，做智慧人。
If today we have the gift from God to be a wise person,
其实我们是可以知道什么事的追求是对我们人真正有益的。
Then we'll know what kind of pursuit is indeed good to us.
因为很多事情其实看起来是很好，其实内涵是空的，那表示如果人有智慧就看明了。
There are a lot of things that on the surface seem that it may be good to us, but it's actually empty. If we have the wisdom, then we would know that.
我们看六章十二节。
Chapter 6, verse 12.
六章十二节说，人一生虚度的日子就如影儿经过，谁知道什么与他有益呢？谁能告诉他身后在日光之下有什么事呢？
Verse 12, for who knows what is good for man in life? All the days of his vain life, which he passes like a shadow, who can tell a man what will happen after him under the sun?
我们人的一生很短。
Our life is very short.
所以你看，一天过一天，一礼拜，一个礼拜过一个礼拜，很快一年要过去了。
So day after day, week after week, a year flies by fast.
你看我们不久，没有几天，我们2013年就要结束了。
In just a few days, we will end 2013.
我还记得不久才2012年，也是年底这个时候我们在聚会啊。
It wasn't that long ago that we had our year-end service in 2012.
现在我们每个人又多一岁了。
So now all of us have advanced 1 year.
所以其实我们人生像影儿经过，很快就过去了。So 就像中国古人说，像白驹过隙，就是快马跑过一个。短风一眨眼就没有了。
So our life will pass us by like a shadow, like a blink of an eye.
那这样一个短暂的人生里面，他说，谁能够知道什么是对他有益处的
？So in such a short life, who will know what is good to him?
那谁会知道呢
？Who will know this?
然后什么是真的有益呢
？So what is truly good for a man's life?
从第七章我们看到，谁会知道？就是如果我们是得到神的智慧。做智慧人，我们必知道什么是有益。
So who would know this? In chapter 7, we'll learn that person with the wisdom will know what is good for him.
因为智慧会让我们真的得到生命的。
Because wisdom will help us gain true life.
我们现在看第七章的第十二节。
Chapter 7, verse 12.
智慧覆庇人，好像银钱覆庇人一样，唯独智慧能保全智慧人的生命，这就是知识的益处。
Verse 12, for wisdom is a defense as money is a defense, but the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom gives life to those who have it.
那这里说智慧其实是可以让我们超越虚空，让我们能够得到 真正的生命的。
Wisdom can help us pass vanity. It will help us obtain the true life.
如果把智慧跟财富做比较，他说其实智慧比财富更好。
If we have to make a comparison between wisdom and wealth and money, wisdom is much better than money.
所以你看我们为什么在这个忙碌的生活里面，我们一定在安息日调转我们的脚步，来到神的殿里面来听神的话语。
And this is why that in our busy life on the Sabbath day, we turn our step away from this life and come to worship in Sabbath.
而且我们来了，我们要带一个安静的心，才能够听到神的话语。
In addition, when we come here with a quiet heart so we can listen to God's words.
因为我们如果没有在安静当中，我们就听不出神要给我们的信息。
Because unless we're in quietness, we will not be able to hear the message that God has prepared for us.
你看神所讲的话，有时候是微小的声音。
Sometimes the words of God is a whisper.
你看我们都很熟悉的以利亚先知，他跑到山洞里面去为神大发热心的时候，神跟他讲话。
We know we are familiar with the story of Prophet Elijah went into the mountain in the cave to be fervent for the Lord, and God spoke to him.
但是神跟他讲话，神并不是在这个暴风。地震烈火当中跟他讲，神是用微小的声音跟他说而已。
But God did not speak to Elijah in the storm, in the wind, or in the fire. Instead, God spoke to him in whisper.
那如果没有一个安静的心，就听不到这个神微小的声音了。
Unless you have a quiet heart, you won't be able to hear God's whisper.
但是当他安静下来，他就听到神给他的指示，他就知道他人生应该怎么走。
But when he came in quietness, then he heard God's message and directions, and he knew exactly what to do.
所以你看我们今天在这个神的日子，如果我们用一颗安静的心来领受他的言语，我们的脚步就会转向神。
So today in the day of the Lord, if we listen to his words and we turn away our steps, we will turn to him.
当我们愿意转向神的时候，神也把他的心转向我们。
When we are willing to turn our heart towards God, God will also turn his heart towards us.
那我们就能够得到神的智慧。
Then we'll be able to obtain his wisdom.
因为当神的脸光照我们的时候，
Because when his countenance shines upon us,
我们的脸会跟着发光。
Our face will also shine like light.
那这个脸发光就像智慧照在我们身上一样。
When our face is shined with light, it's like we are shunned by his wisdom.
那所以我们就有属灵的眼光，能够看透这世界很多的迷惑。
Then we'll have the spiritual wisdom to see through all the allures of this world.
我们会进一步把握我们人还活着的日子。
Then we will seize all the days that we are still alive.
我们会积极的来敬畏神，来遵守神的诫命。
Then we will actively fear the Lord and keep his commands.
尽我们人该尽的本分。
Then we will do everything that's in our duty.
那同时我们享受神所赐给我们的福分。
And at the same time, we will also be able to enjoy the blessing that God has given us.
那我们这一生必然可以超越虚空，进入真实的永恒里。
In our lives, we will surely be able to surpass the vanity and enter into internal valuable.
那这样子，我们的一生就没有白走。
If with this, our life will not be in vanity.
因为我们人都只能够活一次。
Because as man, we are only alive once.
所以这个人生的路是单行道，不会回头的啊。
So this journey of life is a one-way street. We can never turn back.
所以不管好或不好，有没有价值或有没有意义，我们都只能够走活一次而已。
So whether it's good or bad, is valuable or is meaningless, we can only do it once.
所以当我们在读传道书的时候，我们应该会跟着对我们的人生更有盼望，然后会知道我们要怎么样来过这一生。
So as we read the book of Ecclesiastes, we should have more hopes for our lives, and we will learn how to live a better life.
那最后我们会真的整个人会更贴近神的心意。
At the end, our heart will be closer to God's will.
我们这活了这一次里面，真能够活出神要我们活的这个价值。
In this life that we have, we will be able to live out the value that God wants us to have.
那如果我们得到这个神的智慧来做我们生活的原则，那我们就能够活出神所喜悦的生活。
If we have the divine wisdom as the principles for our lives, then we will be able to lead a life that is pleasing to God.
那从传道书里面我们看到，传道者他所读到这些话语，其实是神赐给他的。
From the book of Ecclesiastes, we learn that the wisdom, the words in this book, is given by God.
我们现在看第十二章。
Let's turn to chapter 12.
第十二章，第十节。
Verse 10.
传道者专心寻求可喜悦的言语，是凭正直写的诚实话。
The preacher sought to find acceptable words, that was, and what was written was upright.
第十一节，智慧人的言语好像刺棍，会中之师的言语又像钉稳的钉子，都是一个牧者所刺的。
Words of truth, verse 11, the words of the wise are like goads, and the words of scholars are like well-driven nails given by one shepherd.
这个传道者，他现在寻求这可喜悦的言语，他实际上是这个牧者，就是这位神所给他的。
This preacher is seeking after the acceptable words, and that wisdom is given by the shepherd.
他所讲的这个话，他说第十一节说像刺棍一样。
And the words of the wise is like goads.
那这个所谓的刺棍呢，就是他们当时候在赶牛的时候那个木棍呢。
So the goads is like the sticks that they used to use when they were shepherding the cows.
你看那个牛在走的时候，你要怎么样控制它的方向
？And when you have a herd of cows or ox walking, how do you direct where they go?
它那个棍子啊，里面有时候钉了一些刺在上面，所以打下去会痛啊，它就会醒。
And sometimes on the sticks, on the whip, they put nails in there so that when they whip the animals, they will pay attention, they'll wake up.
所以这个刺棍就是打牛，就是有矫正跟提醒这个牛的意思。
And so the goads with the nails, it serves as a reminder for the ox.
这里说智慧人的言语就好像刺棍。
And here it says the words of the scholars are like well-driven nails.
那表示说，从神来这些话语要给我们提醒，也要矫正我们的方向。
In other words, the words coming from God will serve as a reminder for us, but also correct our path.
那这个就是神的话语的功用。
So this is the function of the words of God.
今天神的话，它是让我们给我们教训，督责我们，让我们行义，能够走在神的路上。
So today the words of God serves as something that will rebuke us, that will correct us, so that we can walk on God's path.
我们看提摩太后书第三章。
Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章。
2 Timothy chapter 3.
我们请看。第十五节开始。
Verse 15。
三章十五节说，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
Verse 15, and that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus.
十六节，圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正。教导人学义都是有益处的。
Verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
17节说，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
Verse 17, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
这几节圣经呢，他所讲的信息，就跟传道书讲的说。智慧人的言语像刺棍一样的意思。
And these few passages corresponds with a message in Ecclesiastes that is the wise of the scholars are like goats.
神的话语，这些智慧的话语，要矫正我们的心思意念。
So the words of God, the wisdom of God will correct our thoughts.
要让我们警醒。
So that we can be alert.
让我们可以学习神所要我们去做的，那有时候我们忘记，我们就被提醒了。
So that we can do the things that God wants us to do, and if we forget, God will remind us.
所以神的话很重要。我们今天我们的人生当中一定要有神的这个指导原则，那我们的人生才会走在神的路上的。
And therefore, God's word is very important to us in our life. We must have this as our principle, so we can walk on the right path.
所以那时候又说，当神的话语呢，他说像钉稳的钉子。
And the Ecclesiastes also tell us that the words of the scholar are like well-driven nails.
他们用那个牧羊人的这个生活环境来说明，就是说他们出去放羊的时候，有时候他们要搭帐篷，那搭帐篷要有那个钉子钉，把那个帐篷把它钉稳，就不会被飞走。
And they use the life of the shepherd as an example. So when they shepherd the flocks, they have to pitch a tent, and so the nails drill the tent onto the ground, so the tent becomes very stable.
所以，当神的话语像那个钉子，把我们的人生方向钉住了。
So the words of God are like the well-driven nails. It directs our path.
所以，神的话语是有决定性的权威。
And the words of God has absolute authority.
它可以决定我们人生的方向。
It can decide the path that we will take for our lives.
它也给我们提供一个稳定的力量。
And it also provides a stable strength, stable power for us.
神的话语呢，圣经说像脚前的灯，路上的光。
The word of God, the Bible tells us, is like the light before our path.
然后神的话语要让我们 So, 你要真的能够一直跟着神的那个方向，不会偏离，不会迷失。
The words of God will lead us through towards the divine path, so that we will never go astray.
所以，我们今天人生的一些任何的决定，我们都要以神的这个话语来做参考，一定要参考神的话语。
Today, with every decision that we make in our lives, we must first consult with the words of God.
其实，神的话语要决定我们是得福的，还是我们会去受苦的。
The words of God will decide whether or not we will be blessed or will be punished.
问题就是我们要不要遵守他，我们要不要听神的话语。
The problem is whether or not we're willing to listen to him and listen to his words.
所以有关于神的这个智慧话语呢，在诗篇第十九篇这样说。
Regarding the wisdom of God, Psalm chapter 19 tells us.
我们请看诗篇十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 19.
十九篇，我们看第七节。
Verse 7.
这里说神的律法全备能苏醒人心，神的法度确定能使愚人有智慧。
Verse 7, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
第八节，神的训词正直能快活人的心，神的命令清洁能明亮人的眼目。
Verse 8, the statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes.
第九节，神的道理洁净，存到永远；神的典章真实，全然公义。
Verse 9, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether.
我们这里所看到的这个神的话语啊，他说他可以明亮我们的眼目，他让我们的心可以清醒。
And the words of the Lord here tells us that it can convert our souls, it can make the wise the simple.
他让我们知道我们人生应该怎么走啊。
And so it tells us exactly what path we need to take.
这就是智慧人的原理的这个特质。
And so this is the quality of the words of the wise.
其实这是从神来的信息。
This is a message that came from God.
所以我们今天读圣经，我们就看到神的话语。
So today, as we read the Bible, we will see the words of God.
传道者在传道书里面，他用了很多很详细、很用心的去整理出他人生的精华。我们一定要把它抓住，绝对不要让它跑掉了。
The preacher of the Ecclesiastes took the time to organize all the qualities of the wisdom that he has sorted through, so we need to take advantage of this and not let this go.
因为他讲出来的话是对我们有益处的话。
Because the words that he spoke are very edifying to us.
你看，所以你看那个智慧人的话语啊，跟愚昧人的那个话是不一样的。
The words of the wise is very different from the folly.
我们现在看回来《传道书》第十章。
Let's turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 10.
传道书十章，请看第十二节。
Let's turn to verse 12.
智慧人的口说出恩言，愚昧人的嘴吞灭自己。
The word of the wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of the fool shall swallow him up.
这个智慧人他所讲出来的话是会造就人的，是会对别人有帮助，让听人得益处的。
So the words of the wise man are very edifying. It's edifying to those who listen to it.
你看，所以我们常常说，人的话其实在反映人的心。
We often say that our words is often a reflection of our thoughts.
从一个人的言语就可以知道说这个人他的程度跟他的水平。
So from a person's words, you can see his background and his qualities.
所以有时候我们心里所存的善，就会说出善来。
So if we have good thoughts in our hearts, and we'll speak good words.
这是主耶稣他特别强调的。
So this is something the Lord Jesus always emphasized.
所以。我们请看马太福音第十二章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 12.
主耶稣这样说。
This is what said by Lord Jesus.
马太福音十二章。
Matthew 12.
三十四节。
Verse 34.
三十四节，毒蛇的种类，你们既是恶人，怎么能说出好话来呢？因为心里所充满的，口里就说出来。
Verse 34, brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
35节，善人从他心里所存的善就发出善来，恶人从他心里所存的恶就发出恶来。
35, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bring forth good things, and the evil man out of the evil treasures bring forth evil things.
所以这里在强调我们心里面所存的，我们的是有智慧还是愚昧，有时候就从我们的口里面来 让别人听到了。
And here tells us that people will hear, people will know whether or not we have wisdom or foolishness in our heart by the words that we speak.
今天如果我们是一个智慧人，我们领受从神来的话语。
So today, we, if we are wise men, we receive the wisdom from God.
我们所说出来的话就对人有造就的。
Then all the words that we speak will become edifying to others.
我们不会用这些我们说出来的话来吞灭自己。
We don't swallow ourselves with the words we speak.
所以圣经说我们凡事要说造就人的好话。
So the Bible tells us that everything we do, we need to speak words of edification.
现在每个人都想要说好话，没有人想要说坏话的，说实在的。
The truth is, everyone wants to speak good words. Nobody wants to speak bad words intentionally.
但是问题是怎么样能够说出造就人的好话呢？
But how can we speak good words that will edify others?
那就是要从我们的心，让我们真的能够存住得到智慧，那我们所说的话才是真恩言，才能够对人帮助。
That needs to start with our hearts. Our heart has to have the wisdom so that our words, our mouth will speak words of graciousness and with a word of wisdom.
这是为什么我们要不断的亲近神，要领受神的话语。
And this is why we need to continuously draw closer to God and receive His words.
所以有时候我们做父母亲的，我们一定要常常读神的话语。
As parents, we need to often read the words of God.
那我们说出来对我们孩子的话语才是真的有智慧，才是真的会对他有帮助的。
Then all the words that we speak to our children will truly be edifying to them.
有时候我们都希望我们的孩子能够更好。
We often want our children to be better.
但是如果我们自己本身没有从神领受话语，我们所讲出来的话，就对他们来说，就像那个愚昧掌管愚昧人的喊声一样，喊一喊，他就。听一听，他不会把它听进去，没有用。
But if we don't receive words from God, then our words will be like the shouts from the foolish ruler of the fools. It will be useless.
所以，我们要能够真的用心的在神的话语里面，我们所讲出来的话，让听的人就会知道说，哇，这个就是一个，这就是一个指导，就是给他们有好处，他会珍惜你所讲的话语。
And therefore, we must devote ourselves into studying the wisdom of God so that the words that we speak will be edifying to others. It will be able to guide others.
那这个愚昧人呢，他现在又在传道书第十章，他要比较这个愚昧人讲的话。
In chapter 10 of Ecclesiastes, it makes a comparison with the words of wisdom of the foolish.
他说这个愚昧人通常话很多啦。
It says that the words of the fool often is a lot.
看第十章的十四节。
Chapter 10, verse 14.
愚昧人多有言语，人却不知道将来有什么事。他身后的事，谁能告诉他呢？
Verse 14, a fool also multiplies words. No man knows what is to be. Who can tell him what will be after him?
表示说，这个愚昧人通常他讲很多很多话，但是他这个话语本身没有内容，没办法帮助人。其实里面充满的都是邪恶、狂妄和一些愚昧的事。
And he tells us that a foolish person has a lot of words, but the content is full of boast and full of unknown.
因为第十三节说嘛，哈。
Verse 13 says.
他这个愚昧人的原语起头就是愚昧，他的话末尾是奸恶的狂妄。
Verse 13, the words of his mouth begin with foolishness, and the end of his talk is raving madness.
所以你看，我们有时候在讲话的时候，我们的话是。不在于多，但是话在于有益，而且会有帮助人。
So the when we talk, the our conversation does the importance of it is not how much we speak, but rather that it has quality and that is edifying.
从这一句话，我们就要想到说，第五章他提醒我们说，我们在神面前要谨慎我们的言语。
In chapter 5, it reminds us that before God, we need to be careful of our words.
我们现在看传道书五章的第二节。
Chapter 5, verse 2.
你在神面前不可以冒失开口，不可以心急发言，因为神在天上，你在地下，所以你的言语要寡少。
Verse 2, do not be rash with your mouth, and let not your heart utter anything hastily before God. For God is in heaven, and you are on earth. Therefore, let your words be few.
第三节是说，事物多就令人做梦，言语多就显出愚昧。
Verse 3, for a dream comes through much activity, and a fool's voice known by his many words.
第七节，多梦和多言，其中多有虚幻，你只要敬畏神。
And verse 7, for in the multitude of dreams and of many words, there is also vanity, but fear God.
这也就让我们看到说，这个有时候我们这个话语啊，我们要谨慎，有时候不用太多。
But so here tells us that we have to be watchful of our words. We need to speak a few words.
因为其实神知道我们的心思意念的。
Because God knows our thoughts.
有时候言语多就显出愚昧啊。
So sometimes when we speak too much, it will show our foolishness.
所以多言多语就难免有过失。
So to have multiples of words sometimes will make mistakes.
当然，小孩子他在学话，他就是说我们大人说什么，他就说什么了，他就跟着说什么。
So, when our kids are learning how to speak, they'll speak whatever we speak.
有时候他不知道他讲的话是什么意思，但是他就是学这个声音。
Sometimes they don't know what they're saying; they're only trying to imitate our voice.
所以会学说话的人通常讲会越会说话，讲的比较多，而且也比较有这个口才。
So the people that are good at speaking, they will learn to speak even more words. They'll be very eloquent.
但是当我们成长以后，我们对这个话语，我们就要谨慎。
But when we are grown up and more mature, we have to be very careful about our words.
因为话多了，因为话讲出去就收不回来。
Because once you speak something, you can't take it back.
所以智慧人的原意，你看今天如果我们成为一个智慧人，我们一定也会在我们的话语上很谨慎。
So today, if we become a wise man, we will be very watchful with our words.
愚昧人哦，他说箴言说，有时候你不要讲话哦，就算有智慧有聪明。
The Bible tells us that for the foolish man, sometimes they are considered wise if they just don't speak.
也就是说，我们说话有时候要看时间、看时机，有时候要看对象。
In other words, when we speak, we need to be mindful of the opportunity, the timing, and the audience.
不该说的时候就不要说话。
It's something that should not be spoken, then don't say it.
这个是不适当的时间的场合就不要讲。
Or if it's in appropriate circumstance, then don't speak.
那这样子就算有智慧了。
And if you do that, then you are considered wise.
就是因为话讲出去就收不回来。
Because we cannot take back the words that we speak.
因为有些人跟人之间的冲突，都是因为从话语引起的。
Many times, their interpersonal conflicts start with the words that we say.
我们看箴言十七章第二十八节。
Turn to Proverbs.
第二十七节。
Chapter 17, verse 27.
箴言十七章的二十七节。
17:27.
他说：“寡少言语的有知识。”性情温良的有聪明。
Verse 27, he who has knowledge spares his words, and a man of understanding is of a calm spirit.
28节，愚昧人若静默不言，也可算为智慧；闭口不说的，也可算为聪明。
Verse 28, even a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace; when he shuts his lips, he is considered perceptive.
这个都在凸显出，今天我们所讲出来的话，一定是经过深思熟虑，对人有帮助的。
And here tells us that the words that we speak today is after many thoughts and many processing.
那当然也不是说我们都不要讲话。
So it's not telling us that we should not speak at all.
因为人跟人之间没有讲话，有时候就没办法沟通，有时候那个会误会。
Because if we don't speak to one another, then we can't communicate, and that will cause misunderstanding.
所以教会弟兄姐妹如果没有互相互动，没有彼此沟通讲话，有时候不了解。
So for brothers and sisters in church, if we don't talk to one another, sometimes we don't know each other.
有时候甚至会误会对方的意思。
Sometimes we might even misunderstand somebody else.
但是如果能够互相谈谈话，讲讲对什么事情的看法，那讲这适当的话之后，其实人跟人之间的距离会比较近。
If we can talk to one another and say the appropriate things, then that will draw us closer.
所以我们要成为智慧人，也能够说出智慧的言语。
So we need to become wise men, need to speak words of wisdom.
那我们现在如果能够学习来听智慧的言语，我们就得好处了。
So if we can listen to the words of wisdom, we will also be edified.
我们现在看传道书第十章第十节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 10.
第十章第十节。
Chapter 10 verse 10.
然后铁器若钝了，若不将刃磨快，就必多费力气，但得智慧指教。便有益处。
Verse 10, if the axe is dull, then one does not sharpen the edge, then he must use more strength, but wisdom brings success.
那这里第十节他讲的这个意思是说，就好像你今天 一件事情要把它做好，你一定要把这个工具先把它磨快，这样子你才有效率嘛。
Verse 10 is telling us that today, if you want to do something well, you must sharpen up your tools so that you can be more efficient.
说明了说，今天如果每件事情都有准备，那只是这个聪明的作为。
In other words, if we are prepared in all the things that we do, this is also a action of wisdom.
你这个工具想要去做什么，就是你一定有一个计划，然后你先准备好，然后去做就很快，然后就很顺利。
You will be very efficient and very successful if you have a plan and the tools that will help you succeed.
但是反过来说，如果铁器钝了，就是它一定有原因，可是你忘记了还是疏忽了，一定要检讨。那如果有智慧的人给你提醒，哎，你就可以改过来了。
And on the converse side, if the tool or axe is dull, maybe because you had neglected, but if a wise person reminds you that, and you correct your path, then you will also be successful.
哦，然后你像，所以得到智慧人指教，就得到益处嘛。
So the wisdom will bring success.
哦，所以智慧它会让我们醒悟，让我们知道要怎么改变，然后把它改进。
Therefore, wisdom will awake us. It will help us realize what we need to improve on.
那在他这样在讲这一句，这个智慧指教有益处的时候，第十一节他说：“未行法术以先，蛇若咬人，后行法术也是无益的。”
And verse 11, a serpent may bite when it is not charmed, but the babbler is no different.
这在说明，其实用这一句话来列比说，如果能够得到智慧的好处是很好的了。
And so this is as a comparison that it is better to have wisdom.
也就是说，你看你行法术的那个效用在哪里
？In other words, what is the difference? What is the benefit of practicing sorcery?
就是他那个行法术人，就是让这个蛇可以听话嘛，不会反过来咬他嘛。
So the babblers The function is so that he can practice sorcery so that the serpent will not come back and bite him.
哦，所以表示说，哎，你什么事情都要先未雨绸缪，就是要有先准备，然后什么事情要想的比较周到一点。
And he was telling us that in everything we do, we need to be well prepared. We need to think of all the perspectives.
这也说明说，预防胜于治疗，就是说事情还没有发生以前，我们就要先防止它发生。
And this is also telling us that prevention is better than therapy, that we need to be prepared of all the circumstances.
哦，所以啊，如果你看这个，如果蛇先咬人了，你再去行法术没有用啊，就是它这个行法术，它没有办法控制这个蛇。
That is telling us that if a serpent already bites somebody, then the babbler cannot fix the injury, the damage.
哦，所以你看他这里在说明这个，今天如果我们能够得到智慧，那我们就可以避免很多不幸的事情发生。
In other words, today if we have the wisdom, then we have the ability to prevent the unfortunate things from happening.
今天如果我们能够听到智慧的指教，那我们对很多事情，我们的准备，我们在进行事情的时候，结果会不一样的。
Today, if we can hear the instructions of the wise, then when we are carrying out practicing things, then the result may be drastically different.
那所以这个智慧的言语有这些特色，我们要抓住。
So these are the qualities of the wisdom of the wise men. So we need to grasp it.
那有时候智慧人的言语呢，他不见得会一直都是在赞美我们的话，有时候是会责备我们的话。
Sometimes the word of the wise is not always praising or encouraging us. Sometimes it's rebuking us.
所以我们现在看第七章。
Let's turn to chapter 7.
第七章的第五节。
Chapter 7, verse 5.
听智慧人的责备，强如听愚昧人的歌声。
It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools.
听智慧人的责备，然后你现在跟这个愚昧人的歌唱，意思就是愚昧人的赞美颂赞是一样的意思，这个歌唱的意思就是颂赞的意思。
So the song of the fools means the praises of the fools.
那现在是两个，愚昧人的赞美现在跟智慧人的责备哪一个比较好？
So here's a comparison between the songs or the praise of the fools versus the rebuke of the wise. Which one is better?
我们如果能够愿意听这个智慧人的言语呢，有时候我们又听到责备的话语。
If we're willing to hear the words of the wise, sometimes we'll hear rebuke.
但其实这些责备是对我们有好处的。
But the truth is that these kind of rebuke is good for us.
因为我们人通常喜欢听赞美的话，不喜欢听责备的话语。
Because as men, we want to hear words of praises. We don't want to be rebuked.
当然，这里他不在讲说这个责备应该用什么方法责备，他是在提出一个事实。
Here's not telling us how a person is rebuked, but this is just listing a fact.
因为我们人不是完美的，我们每个人可能都有过错。
Because we're not perfect, we all have shortcomings.
但是如果我们愿意能够领受智慧的责备，我们就会改变我们。 人就变得更有智慧。
If we're willing to accept the rebuke of the wise, then we will change and we will be even more wise.
所以，如果愿意听从这个生命的责备的人，其实是有智慧的聪明人。
If a person is willing to accept the rebuke of the wise, that person himself is also wise.
我们看箴言十五章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 15.
箴言十五章。
Proverbs 15.
看三十一节。
Verse 31.
听从生命责备的必藏在智慧人中。
31, the ear that hears the rebukes of life will abide among the wise.
32节。弃绝管教的轻看自己的生命，听从责备的却得智慧。
32, he who disdains instructions despises his own soul, but he who heeds rebukes gets understanding.
33节，敬畏神是智慧的训诲。尊荣以前必有谦卑。
33, the fear of the Lord is the instructions of wisdom, and before honor is humility.
我们今天要成为智慧人，要领受生命责备。
So today, if we want to be the wise, we need to accept and hear the rebukes of life.
因为责备会让我们醒悟，会让我们改变。
Because rebukes will awake us, and it will make us change.
今天我们在教育我们孩子的时候，现在有些理论都一直说不要责备他，要赞美他，让他这样自己会不要损害他的 自信心呢。
So today, when we teach our kids, there's some schools of thought that tells us that we should never rebuke our kids, we should only praise them.
但其实神的智慧话语不是这样讲的。
But this is not what the Bible tells us.
我们如果看箴言二十九章。
Turn to Proverbs 29.
箴言二十九章。
Proverbs 29.
第十五节
29:15
二十九章的十五节
Proverbs 29:15
杖打和责备能加增智慧，放纵的儿子使母亲羞愧。
The rod and rebuke gives wisdom, but a child left to himself brings shame to his mother.
今天我们做父母亲的，我们一定要跟从圣经的这个原则，来让我们的孩子有智慧，同时他也不会失落信心。
So today, as parents, we need to teach them with this principle so that our kids will have wisdom, but also will not lose their self-esteem.
当然，我们做父母亲的，我们要成为智慧人，我们所发出的责备才是真正会帮助他们，而不是会去损害他们的他们的信心。
But of course, as parents, we must first gain that wisdom so that words that we speak will not affect their faith.
那做孩子的，如果愿意领受这个生命的责备，他就成为智慧人。
So as children, if they're willing to accept this rebuke of life, then they will also become wise men.
然后他对人生的方向，他就知道说什么才是真的有价值，应该花时间去追求。
Then they will have the true direction of life. They know what's valuable and what they need to pursue after.
就不会跟着这个世界潮流走。
Then they will not be drifted away by the trend of the world.
因为这个世界的潮流要带整个世界走入黑暗里面的。
Because the trend of the world will lead the entire world into darkness.
因为如果从神的角度看来，
Because from the divine standpoint,
很多时候我们现在整个社会的潮流都是要提升自己的自信心，然后把神从我们的生命当中拿走。
The trend of the world often emphasizes elevating ourselves and removing God away from us.
但我们人的一生如果没有神，
But in our life, if we don't have God,
不管我们有多少智慧，有多少成就，最后就是虚空。
It doesn't matter how much wisdom, how much success we have, at the end is all vanity.
因为死亡一来，就把所有你所拥有的都把它归零了。
Because when death comes, then everything you have returns to zero.
那如果没有神，死亡就是结束。
If without God, our death is the end of us.
反过来，如果有神，
But on the other hand, if we have God,
我们的生命，我们就知道它的价值是在永恒，在属灵里。
Then we know that our life is in the hands of God. It is eternal.
所以你看，我们会选择听智慧人的责备。
So we are willing to accept the rebuke of the wise.
因为赞美有时候听多了，会让我们忘记自己是谁。
If we are praised too much, sometimes we forget who we really are.
但其实我们每一个人应该都是靠着神不断的前进，然后让我们越来越贴近神要我们生命。我们活出我们神要我们活出的生命。
But all of us, with God, we are improving and advancing so that we can live out the life of God.
那智慧，如果我们得到这个智慧的源于我们的整个人的容光焕发，我们的脸上就改变了。
If we have the word of wisdom, then our face will change. It will shine with light.
我们现在看 看回来传道书第八章。
Let's turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 8.
传道书八章的第一节。
8 verse 1.
谁知道谁如智慧人呢？谁知道事情的解释呢？人的智慧使他的脸发光，并使他脸上的暴气改变。
Verse 1, who is like a wise man, and who knows the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom makes his face shine, and the sternness of his face is changed.
这里说人的智慧使他的脸发光的意思就是容光焕发，让他整个人看起来就不一样。
And here tell us that his face is shine, his face shines, that means that his face is changed and is different.
他脸上的暴气改变。
And the sternness of his face is changed.
所以像古时候有人说，那个三日不读书啊，就面目可憎了，你看起来就不一样。
And there's a Chinese saying that for if you don't read or if you don't study for 3 days in a row, then your face will change.
今天对我们来说更是这样子。
So this applies even more to us.
今天我们如果能够听到神的话语
，If we can hear the words of God,
那就好像在照镜子，我们在读神的话语就像照镜子一样。
And when we read the words of God, it's like looking into a mirror.
我们照镜子哦，神的光哦，就反射在我们的脸上。
If we look into the mirror, then the divine light will shine upon us.
那我们的人呢、哦？你看，得到智慧之后，我们的脸就发光，我们就会展现出神的这个荣耀。
If we look into the mirror, our face will change, and we will have the divine glory.
那我们人会变得比较有气质。
Then our face will change.
所以有时候我们要自己照照镜子。
So we need to look in the mirror more often.
最近脸上有没有暴气？
And on your face, do you have a sternness?
还是脸上发光？
Or do you have light? Does your face shine?
就是看我们有没有在读神的话，有没有用心祷告。
And often that depends whether or not you have devote yourself into reading the Bible and prayers.
今天如果我们每一个人真的都有在读神的话语，
So today, if all of us are reading the words of God,
每一个人看起来都不一样。
So every one of us will look different.
我们每个人脸都发光。
All of our faces will shine.
像天使。
Like angels.
那我们每一个人人跟人之间的相处就非常的和谐，我们所讲的话语都会帮助人，对人有益处的。
Then there will be peace and harmony between all of us, and all the words that we speak will be edifying to each other.
所以愿主也是帮助我们，让我们每一个人都能够来听这个智慧的言语。
May Lord Jesus help us so that all of us will listen to the words of wisdom.
让我们能够更亲近神，能够展现出神从神来的光辉。
So that we can draw closer to God and we can shine the divine glory.
我们一起来唱诗243首。
Hymn together 243.